The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, in letter number 3214. And here's a woman writing to the Rebbe. It's a letter in Yiddish. No, I'm sorry, not a woman, but the person writing to the Rebbe that he wants to send their son to a place in a school where there's a better ear over there, but it's not better spiritually. It's not like a God-fearing school. The Rebbe doesn't advise. Let's see. In the Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Tevis, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm answering your letter dated the fourth day of the portion of Shemos. As it relates to your son, may he live. By the way, in the last letter, the Rebbe quoted from the portion of Shemos because it's in the, that letter was in the verse of Shemos that the Rebbe brought down before in the previous letter we learned. So, the Rebbe says you're considering that by putting him in a cheder. A cheder is a school for small children, like they call it a Talmud Torah. Cheder means a room, but it's called a place where a teacher teaches younger children. But you want to put him in a cheder where there is less fear of heaven, but the ear there is better. And you think that this will be healthier and he will become stronger, he will become healthier. And later on, after he becomes stronger, you're going to bring him back to the cheder where he is studying presently. And the Rebbe says, no, this does not find favor in my eyes. I don't like that, the Rebbe says. Because if you're going to tear him away now, that's something which is certain. And whether you will bring him back later, and whether he will be able to make up that which he missed, that's a doubt, that's questionable. We don't know. And this is a big doubt. So, the Rebbe says, so you have a, sure you're pulling him away now. And whether you bring him back and whether he can make up, we're not sure about that. And I know, and knowing that which is written in the holy books in general, especially in the books of Chassidus, and the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem L'chaim, that fear of Hashem gives you life. That from Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven, adds to your health. And even if the ear there is better, but the addition in the Yiras Shamayim, the fear of heaven, the cheder that he goes now, that will make up on the physical health of your son. And therefore, the Rebbe says, with good health and with a happy heart, let him study in the cheder Torah with fear of heaven. And the Rebbe says, I hope that when you will read for your wife, may she live, this part of my letter, so she would also 100% agree on this, knowing that your health, your livelihood, and your success all depends only on the blessed Hashem who gives the Torah. So, the first question he asked the Rebbe that he thinks to move him because of the better ear, the Rebbe says, don't do that. If you take him away from here, we're not sure what happens later on, so stay in the place. The Yerushalayim, that'll add to his health and it won't take away anything. And then the other question he asked the Rebbe, what should he give his charity for? So the Rebbe says, I was happy to read in your letter that you are helping your brother in the Holy Land, and in general, the Rebbe says, a half of the tzedakah to be distributed to the institutions of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And the Rebbe says, you are able to do so through my secretary, that this should be distributed, and the other half you should divide on your own, and also through your wife, may she live. And in that should be included also the help for your brother, may he live. So basically, the Rebbe says your amount of tzedakah is split in two. One hand, half distribute yourself with your wife and also include your brother's tzedakah. And the other half, give for the institutions of the Rebbe. The Rebbe blesses him for success in his livelihood and for having chassidus shenachas together with his wife from all of his descendants, may they live. And so that's the Rebbe's advice. Don't take your kid out. Divide the tzedakah into two parts, as the Rebbe says.